Ode to Awkwardness. It takes about 4 seconds for silence to become awkward. 4 seconds to break the rhythm of this conversation. Can you imagine what else I could be doing in these 4 seconds? I could eat a bag of chips. Yes, the whole bag. Put chapstick on my lips. Review my latest texts, slip on a nitty dress, or wash my dirty face, say hi and then embrace, change a channel, miss a step, harshly fall, break my neck, get up and then lay in bed, but I am here, in this break in the conversation for these 4 seconds, where I'm the star of a cringe comedy, my face looking like that cheesy cringe emoji, and then I'm saying, me too. And a simple I agree initiates a game of chance of odd motions. A head nod transforms me into a crazed bobblehead. Agreeing with what they said, I put my thumbs up and wave them around until I learn they find that gesture offensive and place them down. My hands give a tunish clap, then flail to the moon and back. I do some sort of dance, I look like I'm in trance. I smiled with my gums, my fingers do the runs, I quiver at the mouth, and when I get too emphatic, it always goes south when I decide to take out the misplaced jazz hands. The conversation picks back up, but I'm too worried about having possibly slapped them in the face to listen to what they just said. I receive a blank stare, and the cringe emoji is still there. So I say, that's cool. They just said that yesterday their cat died at age 18. Well, I skedaddled with the grace of a herd of cattle, but I think to the other times. It's hard not to. Like when my sneeze showered in a stranger's stew. Like when I accidentally photobombed. Like when I call my teacher not mom, but grandma. And even though I may break out in hives at less than opportune times, I don't want to become allergic to myself. So I sorted the address 1234 Cringe City, relaxing the awkward bulging couch of continual discomfort, its single cushion plenty itchy and chill. I count 1234, and as the seconds keep getting higher and higher, I realize these situations are less than dire, and even though I may nervously perspire, I refuse to let a less honest version of myself for hire, because those 4 seconds of silence are where I find my voice. I've been strapped on the hood of a metal conversation, its wheels spinning at the rate of a moving crustacean. Duration and sound are completely shut down, and my lungs collapse from a lack of oxygen, and the light at the end is a cardboard cutout, covering another bag of airtight crispy chips. And though I may trip and fall, misspeak, and increase my breathing. I dream of my escape until it becomes lucid, where my choices are recruited. I laugh, I giggle, I poke fun at the tiny pains, at myself until the upturned cheek muscles are hard to sustain, until I can put these moments in a poem and be okay with it, because if it's awkward, I have a say in it. Because savoir-faire doesn't fare well when learning how to be aware and take great care of the self. Because the lack of discomfort is unwise and ill-advised if I make my prize the next immense risk. Because it's absurd to dwell on the awkward. Because the awkward is merely a flock of birds. Like, when they pass overhead, they're only there for a short period of time, and you're scared for a split second when you realize that if they all pooped on you at once, it would be equally as worse as the time when you try to compare awkwardness to a flock of birds, knowing that your other option was mocked herd, and continue to explain it, hoping not to be misunderstood, but also knowing that in doing so, more confusion will be spurred. No further comment on birds. But in the end, 4 seconds is not quite that long, and if I break the rhythm with it, that's fine, because it's not a perfect song.